like to deviate at the commission indulgence here and take up agenda item number 15, the Kingsley County Recreational Pier. The folks from the county have been out there waiting now for 4 hours. I'd like to address this matter if we could here.
The representatives from the county are present. They're in the hallway. I'm not sure if they heard that. If we could ask someone to notify them.
Yes, somebody I believe just did.
It's King and Queen County.
Where's the agenda?
15.
Number 15. This is the one we sent back to the RFAB to reconsider after the saltwater light. Moved.
I'll give you a brief history of CMRC's working with this project. This project was heard in the second cycle of 2014 for RFAB. And it did go through the entire project cycle, so they came in the summer and did a presentation meeting. There was a public notice and a public hearing, and a final voting meeting in November of 2014. What the RFAB voted on at that time was King and Queen's, their request for funding for a fishing pier and non-powerboat access with $136,853.25. That's 75% of the project total. At that time, RFAB recommended to not fund the project, with 5 in favor, 0 opposed, and 1 abstention. And they did that because they felt like the project did not provide substantial benefits to the saltwater angler, and that the project was located in an area that was currently designated freshwater and required a freshwater license. Then at your last commission meeting in December, the commission reviewed the project. We heard from Delegate Hodges. We heard from representatives from the county and reviewed public comments, and the commission then referred that back to RFAB, recommending 2/3 funding of the pier portion of the project only. Just after that, on December 19th, there was a new memorandum of understanding between the Marine Resources Commission and the Game and Inland Fisheries, and that clarified our license line issue. So the new MOU states that all waters of the main stem of the York River downstream of the abutments of the old Route 33 bridges require a saltwater license. That's on page 11 of your packet, the new MOU. So that now solves that problem, which was one of the major issues with the project. So the area we're discussing today, it's on the line, but it is firmly within the saltwater fishing area and would require a saltwater fishing license. The county provided this revised budget. The total is the same. And to note, when they calculated their 66%, when I calculated their 2/3, there's a slight variation there. So all of our recommendations are based on this funding here as far as the 2/3 funding and 1/3 funding. RFAB's questions about this budget, one of their first concerns was to consider the entire cost of the project or to consider just the cost of the fishing construction pier line item only. So that was discussed at the meeting. There was also a lot of discussion about the miscellaneous services and if they would be realized, what that entailed. They discussed that at the voting meeting as well. At that meeting, all of our members were present or participated in some way. 8 were present. 1, Mr. Schultz, had a family emergency, so he was on teleconference. The county was represented by Mr. Lawrence. And 3 motions were discussed. The first was 2/3 construction of the pier only, and that was the line item I just pointed out for $125,000. There was a little bit of discussion on that before a substitute motion was offered. The substitute motion was to fund 2/3 of the cost of the entire project, not to exceed $121,000 plus some, with the expectation that the county make every effort to avoid those miscellaneous costs they discussed. And for any RFAB project, any sort of cost, if you know, they come back with a reduced budget, all of those funds would be returned to the saltwater fund. After discussions, there were a few members that felt that that was a lot of money to be spent in what they saw as a low impact area for saltwater anglers, and that motion failed with 3 in favor and 6 against. The final motion was to recommend funding at 50% of the total cost of the pier, so that would be $91,236, and that passed with 8 in favor and 1 against. In your packet, you have a lot of items in front of you. Items E through K are all most of what you received during the last meeting, so a lot of that you may have looked at before. But it does include the email with the revised budget from King and Queen County. That email also authorizes Mr. Lawrence to go through the items with the RFAB, the draft minutes from that meeting, and the facility grant provision checklist. This came up last month as a checklist that we have to go through for every grant facility grant that we go through. That was completed at the RFAB level. That's not dependent on a level of funding, and that was completed with Mr. Lawrence, so that step has been done. And then finally, the new MOU. The staff recommendation is funding of the King and Queen County Recreational Fishing Pier project at 2/3 of the total project cost, not to exceed $121,647.33 from the Virginia Saltwater Recreational Fishing Development Fund. Any questions? I know the applicants are here.
Any questions from the commission? Thank you, Alicia. Well, we solved the where the boundary is, saltwater, freshwater here. RFAB made another recommendation here, 50%. Staff recommendation is 2/3 of the project cost. What's your preference? Mr. Sessoms.
I still think that the 2/3 of the project cost is an acceptable amount. I think the matching grant of 2/3, 1/3 is not standard, but somewhat seen in a lot of matching grant funds. I'm a little uncomfortable with who is saltier than the other. We're trying to come up with that standard. I think they've come up with a good project, and I support it.
Is that a motion?
That's my motion.
Motion. So the motion is to accept staff recommendation.
Yep. Second.
Second by Mr. Erskine. Any further discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 No?
Nope.
Now by Mr. Neal, the chair votes aye as well here, and the motion passes 6-1.